When the United States went into lockdown, many people relied on the internet to live, to work, to go to school, to shop, all of which was nearly impossible in some rural communities that do not have fast internet. The pressure of the pandemic has finally brought broadband to some remote areas that did not have it, and that means the village of Akiak in western Alaska is finally getting connected. KYUK's Greg Kim reports.
Akiak resident Lena Foss salvaged a broken dryer from the village's dump. She couldn't figure out how to fix it.
First thing I did was YouTube how to replace a belt. But the internet was so slow, and I thought it was wasting gigabytes, so I turned that off before I completely finished how to fix that dryer.
Akiak sits right along the Kuskokwim River. In the summer, people park their small metal fishing boats on the riverbank. Right now, the river is turning into a frozen highway between Akiak and other villages. I arrived the other way, flying 20 miles from a nearby hub town crammed into a four-seater plane. Akiak's remote location is why it still lacks high-speed internet. That has excluded people like Foss from much of ordinary modern life.
It's so embarrassing to check the bank by phone when I know, you know, it's internet easy, but it's so slow.
One of her 460 or so neighbors in this village is Shauna Williams. She's got five kids and a full-time job. Then during the pandemic, Williams decided to go back to school for her college degree. She has the fastest internet plan available in Akiak, but she says it still can't handle video all the time, which means Williams attends her remote classes by phone.
So I have the meeting ID memorized because this is the most reliable way to join class.
Still, she pays more for internet access than most people in Akiak can afford.
$314 and some cents per month for internet that is reliable.
But once Akiak gets high-speed broadband later this month, Williams' bill will become a quarter of what it is now, and her internet will become twice as fast. The main reason for these advances is because of COVID, according to Blair Levin, a broadband expert at the Brookings Institution.
It really focused the mind of everyone, Democrats, Republicans, governors, senators, on the importance of getting broadband everywhere and making sure that everybody could afford to get on.
Since the pandemic hit, the federal government made billions of dollars available to expand broadband. A good chunk went to rural tribal lands, some of the least connected areas in the country. But money was only a piece of the puzzle for Akiak. The tribe is also reliant on satellite technology that just became available this year in Alaska. These satellites can deliver high-speed internet to rural areas that cables can't reach. That's the sound of technicians installing broadband receivers in Lena Foss's living room. Foss watches eagerly, standing next to her broken dryer.
When I have internet, everything I need for this dryer will be ordered.
Foss says she could learn to repair her neighbor's broken appliances, too.
All this broken stuff would probably be fixed by YouTube. I would probably start a small business calling it YouTube Fix It All.
Foss says the internet is going to open her eyes. For NPR News, I'm Greg Kim, reporting from Akiak, Alaska.